Silence of the Lamb. Has anyone ever seen a Silence of the Lamb? The late, great Hannibal Lecter is a wonderful man. He oftentimes would have a friend for dinner. Remember the last scene? Excuse me, I'm about to have a friend for dinner. Is this poor doctor walked by? I'm about to have a friend for dinner, but Hannibal Lecter. Congratulations, the late, great Hannibal Lecter.
Attention, South Dakota residents. Everything is fine. Everything is beautiful. Go back to your homes. Go back to your jobs. Trust in the authority.
Work. Eat. Stay asleep. Work. Eat. Stay asleep. Work. Eat. Stay asleep. Work. Eat. Stay asleep.
Docile and distracted during times of uncertainty. This is the South Dakota Department of Propaganda Podcast.
The Republican governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, is pushing an anti-immigration agenda, and she's criticizing South Dakota reporters who, she feels, aren't providing enough coverage on the matter. This is part of a larger national Republican push promoting the re-election of former President Donald Trump.
Noem had shown interest in being Trump's running mate for the 2024 presidential campaign. On immigration, Gallup's polling organization found that it has been the leading issue in U.S. politics for three consecutive months, and it's an issue that significantly polarizes Republicans and Democrats.
Noem's frequent trips to Texas and deployments of South Dakota National Guard troops align with a nationwide Republican strategy, explained by a Wall Street Journal article, which involves crackdowns on immigration and plans to reverse Biden's immigration policies.
These efforts aren't new. Trump actively supported Noem in her 2018 election campaign, and she reciprocated by hosting him in 2020 and 2023. South Dakota has been historically supportive of Republican presidential candidates, including Trump.
Now on Trump's 2024 campaign website, secure borders and reclaim national security is listed as a priority issue. It includes goals like deputizing the National Guard and local law enforcement in cooperative states to assist with the removal of illegal immigrants.
Noem has demonstrated her support for this by deploying National Guard troops to Texas. Other issues on Trump's list include cracking down on drug cartels and restoring safety in cities.
In fact, at a recent press conference, Noem pointed to a gang on the Oglala Indian Reservation as evidence of these issues. However, she's faced criticism for her handling of national media attention following the release of her book, No Going Back.
Interestingly, Noem broke from her weekly news conference tradition during the 2023 and 2024 legislative sessions. This recent news conference was her first since January, where she voiced out against South Dakota reporters for not covering the issues she deemed important enough.
She's particularly annoyed that despite her calls for coverage on drug cartels operating on tribal lands and its effects on communities, she feels this hasn't been adequately reported by South Dakota media.
Despite all this tension, Noem remains committed to her anti-immigration stance and aligning with Trump's 2024 campaign goals. She's clearly eager to be seen as an active part of these efforts, as shown by her recent trip to Texas.
Definitely a lot going on there.
A sample of drinking water from Mount Rushmore National Memorial has exceeded the new federal limits for a forever chemical known as perfluorooctane sulfonic acid, or PFOS.
This is part of a group of synthetic chemicals known as perfluorinated alkylated substances, or PFAS, used since the 1940s in industry and consumer products. They don't degrade easily in the environment and can linger in the human body.
It's important to note that exposure to PFAS may be linked to developmental and reproductive effects, increased cancer risk, and they don't break down easily either in the environment or the human body.
Specifically, the test of Mount Rushmore's water showed a PFOS concentration of 9.8 parts per trillion, more than double the Environmental Protection Agency's new limit of 4 parts per trillion.
That being said, exceeding the limit doesn't necessarily mean Mount Rushmore is out of compliance with the EPA's new rule. The rule will be implemented in phases and current testing is preliminary.
Tests won't count toward the new limits until 2027, and the EPA will only begin issuing violations from 2029. This testing is part of a multi-year, nationwide effort led by the EPA.
So far, Mount Rushmore is the only site in South Dakota to test above the new EPA limits for these chemicals. Additional results will be published in the coming weeks and months.
The source of contamination at Mount Rushmore is still unknown. PFAS have been found in everyday items like food wrappers, water-resistant clothing, common products, and waste.
Mount Rushmore provides water to over 2 million visitors every year from within the park boundaries. This source is a fractured rock system susceptible to contamination due to limited soil filtration.
While mitigation options are being explored, there is a need for more sampling to assess variability and long-term trends.
I love my dog as much as I love you. There's no going back when you break such a strong taboo. All I asked from him is to run and jump and hunt, but I shot him down because I am an awful person. I love my dog as much as I love you. I love my goat, but he was mean and now he's barbecue. My biography wasn't very self-aware, but I showed Trump my solidarity when I had my very own affair. I love my dog as much as I love you. I'm glad no one saw me shoot that kangaroo. My dog as much as I love you. If we don't win, we can always start another coup.
A recent federal audit has revealed that one-third of the biofuel tax credit claims examined lacked the required documentation. Thus, they should not have been allowed.
The Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, or TIGTA, sampled 124 taxpayers claiming these credits and found that 42 had not provided the needed documentation. These faulty claims amounted to over $30 million out of roughly $252 million in credits claimed.
The takedown also made a rather startling statement. It said that the IRS doesn't have the legal authority to deny these credits or enforce registration requirements on those who aren't eligible to receive them when a tax return is filed.
Critics of these credits already believe the program has high potential for fraud, even though TIGTA advises against extrapolating their findings to the entire program.
After all, just last year, five people were sentenced for fraudulently claiming over $1 billion in renewable fuel credits. Over $511 million was paid out to a Utah biodiesel company owned by two of these individuals.
While some claim biofuel credits are vital for the industry, critics argue they are economically destructive and create financial risks to federal budgets.
Moving forward, TIGTA recommends developing a legislative proposal to ensure claimants are entitled to the credit and provide appropriate documentation with their tax returns.
It's clear that fraudulent claims hurt those who follow the rules and give ammunition to those who want to see these credits abolished.
The stakes are high as the Joint Committee on Taxation estimates taxpayers will claim $5.6 billion in these credits from 2023 to 2025. It seems it's time for a serious review of this program.
I hated that f***ing dog. He liked to chase birds and he was a hunting dog, for Christ's sakes. F*** you, Cricket. I hate f***ing Redskins telling me I can't build pipelines on their land. This is America. They are all Democrats, those f***ing losers. F*** you, Indians. I hate brown skins fucking coming to my state, murdering and raping my chickens, and then tromping through my white ancestral hunting grounds. F*** Mexicans. Hate black skins. F*** you and your equal rights and racial protests. The only good protester is a dead protester. F*** you, Black Lives Matter. F*** you, Antifa. Hate you, green people. F*** you. F*** the environment and f*** your medicine. Plant medicine is bullshit. You and your flowers, you f***ing hippies. I hate you, libtards, fuck you, college protesters, fuck you, LGBTQ, fuck you, Palestine, and all you Democratic scum. I hate women. I mean, God aborts enough babies already with miscarriages. Don't be like God. Be like me. Fuck you, Planned Parenthood. I hate myself. That is why I love Donald Trump, red hats, guns, and bigotry. Fuck you, Kristi Noem. I fucking hate you.
Dakotans for Health, led by co-founder Rick Weiland, is warning the 55,000 people who signed their petitions to put the abortion issue on South Dakota's ballot this fall. The warning is about a campaign by the Right to Life organization trying to coerce signers into withdrawing their support.
Weiland claims that RTL is giving out misleading materials and urging people to remove their names from the petition. This is happening online, in public spaces, and even within churches.
Weiland urges petition signers not to be swayed by these tactics and remain committed to letting voters, not politicians, decide on women's abortion rights in the state.
He has also said that RTL's tactics show their desperation to prevent South Dakotans from having a vote on this personal matter. He stressed the importance of democracy as a shield against politicians dictating personal choices.
Dakotans for Health encourages signatories to reaffirm their commitment to uphold democratic principles by visiting their website.
A billboard ad by the South Dakota Canvassing Group sparked debate around absentee voting and election integrity. The billboard suggested people vote in person, insinuating that absentee voting could lead to an algorithm voting for you.
Rachel Sulik, the director for the Division of Elections, strongly disagreed with this message. She stated there's no danger in absentee voting and any doubt cast on elections is without proof.
She has some backing. The tabulator machines used in South Dakota are federally certified, and they function properly according to ES Invest, the company that provides these machines.
If anyone still has concerns, they are advised to call their county auditor's office to understand the absentee voting process.
In Lincoln County, for example, Auditor Sherry Lynn assured there are no risks and that her county has never had any issues with it. She also explained that you can absentee vote in two ways, in person or by mail.
Don't forget, you have to be registered to vote before you can vote absentee. This adds another level of identification and protection for voters.
Sulik also mentioned that the voter information portal is a great resource to find polling locations and view sample ballots.
If you want to be part of the process, you can volunteer as a poll watcher or an election worker. And for the first time, every county in South Dakota will conduct a hand-counted post-election audit for 5% of the votes.
So guys, remember the voter registration deadline is May 20, and the deadline to request an absentee ballot is June 3.
Responsible slave owners. Do you think it's easy being a slave owner? That's exactly why Florida schools are giving their students lifelike dolls to simulate the experience of owning a slave. These hyper-realistic dolls will teach Florida teens the responsibilities that come with being a slave owner, like how to feed them just enough so they're still able to work, as well as instill fear in them every waking moment of their lives. The Florida School Board has announced that they hope this new program will bring about a whole new generation of responsible slave owners.
According to U.S. Census Bureau data, Harrisburg's population grew by almost 1,000 people between 2022 and 2023, a 12% increase. In fact, the city has seen a 38% increase since 2000.
That's impressive, but Box Elder isn't far behind. It had a 10% growth from 2022 to 2023, or more than 1,300 new residents. However, it won't be surprising if it soon outpaces Harrisburg because it's expecting a big increase in personnel at Ellsworth Air Force Base.
Indeed. Other intriguing findings from the census data show that 11 of South Dakota's 20 largest cities had population increases, while 4 saw decreases. The state's largest cities, Sioux Falls and Rapid City, also witnessed growth of 2% and 1%, respectively.
Population growth brings with it both opportunities and challenges. For example, Harrisburg saw the opening of several retail and restaurant establishments with the influx of new residents, but it also meant intrusive road construction and a need for other infrastructure upgrades.
Box Elder's anticipated growth isn't just due to the Air Force Base, but also because the city had master plans in place for parks and expansion. It seems that meticulous planning combined with a natural attraction of the region is benefiting the city on two fronts.
It's fascinating to see how these two South Dakota cities are dealing with their unique challenges and leveraging their opportunities as they evolve.
We'll continue to keep an eye on these and other cities as they grow and change.
Over the weekend, Donald Trump spoke at a National Rifle Association event in Texas. He had a couple of missteps, messing up his words and some facts.
But the real point of interest was towards the end of the speech when Trump simply stopped talking for a significant length of time. He complimented Texas, spoke about proud independence, and then after using the phrase, come and take it, he just went silent as music played in the background.
After a while, he finally resumed speaking, stating, "We are a nation in decline. We are a failing nation," and criticized the current state of the economy.
Social media users suggested that his teleprompter went down or that he glitched out. Regardless, it raised questions about his fitness for office.
Grown disgusted by his face. He almost makes me want to puke. I've grown disgusted by his voice on every newscast. He has no heart, he snores and farts. I wish the judges would rebuke. When he complains about the court, I was serenely ignorant of his repulsive nature then. If only I could forget and go back to that time again. I've grown disgusted by his looks, disgusted by his threats, disgusted by his face. So hard to escape. Too bad he's really not a man who's that easy to forget. He's everywhere right now, especially on the internet. I've grown disgusted by his case. He is a big disgrace. Disgusted by his face.